Good afternoon, we are here. It is Wednesday, September the 24th, new moon in Libra. Let us begin. It's also not far from the fall equinox, the point in time when the day and the night are equal. So here you have a Libra moon, at the same time you're having an equinox, and so it's pretty clear that the idea is balance. The idea is judgments in balance. The idea that you can have quantities of things, what is that term, all things in moderation. If you are noticing what seems to be an escalation of darkness, whether it is the resurgence of ash strikes and things of this sort, or whether it is talk of economies and problems with the economies, or whether it is the male and the female counterparts, seems to be this war on women and things of that sort going on. If you are seeing a lot of that, we would suggest that there is an equal version of the opposite going on that is balancing things out. And we have mentioned this before, and so we will be a little redundant. We would like for you to begin to see and search for or find out about what is going on that counterbalances some of these other more obvious forces. There's a counterweight going on. And for a long time, the powers that be on the planet have been putting their thumb on the scale. Understand? Whether you can consider it the 1%ers, or whether you want to consider it the Illuminatis, or extraterrestrials, or whatever you version of understanding you have. They have had their finger on the scale, which has caused it to be very unbalanced. And we want you to see their hand coming off the scale. We want you to see it. Now, one example is how the fighting against this Muslim extremist group in Syria and Iraq, how the United States and other countries are pushing back on them. It's not the old way of doing it. It's not just go in there with massive troops and whatever. It is more measured. It is more, we would say, balanced. And when you consider the abilities of the warring parties to be able to bring great force, this is a very measured response. And it is that kind of contemplative thinking that is beginning to happen in a lot of places, in a lot of ways. Whether it has to do with the restrictions on marijuana that are going on, whether it has to do with restrictions on many things. They are beginning to be lax. They are beginning to find their way to a more balanced, more sustainable place. And the same thing is happening in a lot of areas. And so we would like to see those of you who are listening to us to begin to seek them out. And maybe write back to us. Put on the blog or something, on the comments, what you have discovered. Because in that way, others can know what you are discovering. And so find those things and bring them out into the open so that you, for one, but also the people in your life, the people around you, can begin to also see that, wait a minute, there is a balancing going on here, and there is this counterweight that's being put on the scales. And another thing that has happened with these scales are, we're not sure if you're familiar with how balancing scales work, but the arms can go out equal lengths, or they can go out in different lengths. And there's a thing called a balance beam, where you can have a smaller weight on a beam further back, further away from the fulcrum, And in that way you can have leverage. We want you to see a lot of these things that are balancing as being way out on the fulcrum. In other words, these remnants of darkness, we will call them, are really far away from the fulcrum. And that is why they have such an effect on the scale. Because a little weight there counterbalances a large weight on the other side. So we want you to see not just that there's counterweights on the other side, but that that fulcrum arm is coming in. In other words, you will begin to see many of these things that are out there as being not as big or as weighty as they have appeared to be in the past. See that arm coming into a place where the arms are equal lengths. And then you will discover that there's really a lot more on the other side that is balancing it. A lot more weight there. Because that is what's going on. You are in a place right now on the planet where this energy from the galactic center is really flooding the planet, and it's popping. It's cracking open the seeds of humankind and the planet in general, and your solar system in general, to reach a new plateau of energetic living, where you are more in tune with your environment, you are more in tune with these energies. And so it's important to keep that in mind. And one of the things we've told many people is to be careful of what you watch, be careful of the news that you seek out, because it can be distorting. Many years ago, our vehicle watched a program on psychology. It was a program done from the Stanford University psychology people. And they used an example of filming a protest in San Francisco. And the instructor, the commentator, said, "Here you see a protest in San Francisco," and the camera was very close to the protest, and you could see their fighting at the door and pushing at the door and things of this sort. And they said, "What does it look like from here?" You would think it's a really big protest. And then they step back about a couple of yards, and you could see there was only 10 or 15 people in the front of this building, while dozens of others are walking past them, not even paying any attention. In other words, when you got close up to that door, these few people looked like a big problem. But when you were able to step back, you could see really they were just a handful of disgruntles fighting at the door, and the majority of the people on the city street were not even paying attention to them, just walking past them as if they weren't even there. In a way, a lot of what you're seeing right now is like that. This grouping in Iraq and Syria. They are really not as big as a foreign country. They're not like Germany or Japan was during World War II. They are much, much more. Not even a country. They call themselves a state, but they are not. And so it is important to keep that in perspective, because the perspective can show you the actual weight that they have. And in many areas of your life, things that you might have thought had much more weight, when you move your perspective, you will begin to realize they don't. They don't have a big hold on you. They don't have big control over the world in general and your world in general. They're really not that big. And we want you to begin to see them getting more and more minimized. Kind of, again, our vehicle when he was a child used to watch these cartoons. And in this one particular cartoon, you would give alum to someone he would become really small, because it would shrink his voice, shrink him up, and he would be very small. We want you to see that happening to some of these weights that are out there. See them getting really small. See them shrinking up, drying up in the sun, that kind of thing. And see the other side being nourished, being like as if it's a big green field in well-tended farmlands. Because that is what's going on. The energy is being removed from the dark side, and it is being way amped up on the light side to bring it back into balance, but also because that is what is called for. And so see that. See the energies nourishing the Golden Age, and see them, for want of a better term, starving the old paradigm. See the old paradigm shrinking up. With that, we will depart. It has been our pleasure. Good day to all of you.